Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for September. It's kind of mid-September because yeah. August, you know, if there's big news, we'll do a late September, but the signs aren't looking...
Well, this should have been the news for the month.
I mean, signs are looking okay, because there was supposed to be... There's that, like, toy fair-type event in California. But I think that might be in a couple... It might be a little later. Anyway, there's... And I think there's New York Comic-Con coming up, so... There may be opportunities for big news, but... We will see. We will see how that goes. We need to get on a proper schedule, but... It's hard. It's hard, man.
Because this one's also sort of based upon when there's news, because sometimes there ain't shit.
Yeah, and also because we have another podcast that you may have heard of over on Stasis Pod.
Yes.
Also, Superhuman Samurai Cyberpod, so.
Oh, NYCC is October 10th, so.
Okay, so that'll be like a mid-October.
Yeah.
Like a late, early October episode. We'll get there. We'll get there. But we do have a handful of news today. Not a whole lot, so we're going to try not to make one of these.
Yesterday, as we're recording, was Transformers Day, which apparently. Was that just made up this year? I don't remember that being a thing last year.
I believe it has been a thing previously, but it's based on the air date of the original More Than Meets the Eye Part 1 pilot back in 1984.
Does make sense, but that feels like it's such an intermittent thing, or at least it hasn't been regularly occurring. But plus, cartoons, of course, they always start in September.
It's two days before my birthday is Transformers Day, because I'm important to Transformers. I'm not. I'm so not.
Why is everybody's birthday this month? I know four people.
So David, you know, in January,
Christmas.
It's cold.
Yeah.
And people stay in
Christmas,
a lot.
Christmas, New Year's.
And then nine months later, they have babies. I think my birthday is like the most statistically common birthday, which is sad and unfortunate. But anyway, also, yeah, it has been Transformers Day. We got a few announcements. I think most exciting to me is Shock Whale.
Yes! Well, because it's the fan vote thing that was kind of exciting, and then it ended up being Shockwave. It's like, of the choices, yeah, that's the most interesting, because we don't get enough Shockwaves that often.
I think the thing is...
Last few of them have just been reuses of the same mold.
The fan vote...
Well, and there's a movie
had the potential to be extremely dull.
Yeah. This was possibly the most exciting result...
Yeah, this was probably the most interesting thing. I mean, anyone as a sea creature was going to be the most interesting thing.
Yeah, that's a plus. But that ends up on Shockwave, ends up sea, ends up animal.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were like, oh, this fan art of a Spinosaurus, we'll get that. It's like, no. But the choice, they ended up going with the funniest possible choice. Because of the recent Transformers comic,
where he murders a bunch of whales?
Where Shockwave sees a whale, it's like, oh, that's beautiful. Shove it into the meat blender. And now he's a whale. It's hilarious. And best of all, he's a mono-eye whale.
Yeah, I was like...
It's like he's been designed by the Zeons.
I don't even...
It's
It would have been even cooler if it was like there was a channel for the eye, like a Zaku eye, where it can go back and forth. But no,
it's hard to tell how it is right now. It could go down vertically.
It's a Shockwave face. The thing is...
Also, it just reminds me of a video game that pretty much no one else has played. There's a series of them, but the one I played a lot was Daria's Twin. We're in a little side-scrolling, fighting, shooting game. Only all the enemy vessels, and especially the bosses, are shaped like fish.
Uh-huh.
So you're fighting giant mechanical fish.
Okay.
And the one shaped like a whale was called Giant Thing.
Oh. Good old translations.
Yeah, so we've gotten a little rough sketch of what hopefully the toy's going to look like, and it's got a side profile, and it's like, oh, that I fought that in Darius Twin. I've murdered that giant thing.
See, when I heard that they were doing Shockwave as a beast, like, I'm not going to say I would have been upset if his beast mode had had two eyes. It's like a deeper, more primordial, like, I would have been distressed. I would have found it distressing if his beast mode had two eyes.
It would have been disappointing for me. But that he's a giant whale, purple and gray whale with one mono eye, and his mouth opens to a giant cannon.
It would have felt profoundly wrong to me on like a primal level.
Like from the design art, if the toy looks close to this, it's going to be fucking amazing. We don't know what size it's going to be. Please make this a leader. He's a whale.
Yeah,
I want big. Or commander.
I mean, that's...
But commander's unlikely.
A commitment these days, but still.
I know.
He needs to
but
be
whale.
Big. Yeah. You can't just make a deluxe-sized whale. You got to make a bigger whale.
Oh, if it's a deluxe, I'll punch somebody.
It does look super fun.
Even a Voyager will be kind of disappointing. It's a whale. It should be.
I also feel like making a Shockwave themed whale, like if you did like Optimus Prime and it's just like, oh boy, it's a red, white, and blue whale. That's great. But yeah. Shockwave like really made them work for it. It made them like...
Uh-huh. And it works really well in the design art.
It's amazing. I am a big fan of Shock Whale, and I look forward to getting him, even though, again, as always, I am trying to cut back, but he's yes. one that is just so such a novelty
elaborate.
That just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So things that are not necessarily getting full-size toys, they revealed the whole Battersea Power Station
or
thing.
Any toy, presumably.
Well, there's like some kind of advent calendar involving it, and I don't know, maybe
there's an advent calendar, and they were also selling on the Transformers Battersea website thing, like shirts that sold out really quickly and some other things. I didn't actually look into the advent calendar.
It is 100 pounds, however much that translates to in freedom
bucks. I don't know.
No, here, now I gotta open my
do
new my new tab and retake my keyboard from the cats. Let's see. Currency conversion. We are going from US dollars to British pounds. If it's 100 British pounds, it is approximately $136.
Oh.
Which is a lot for an advent calendar, but if you get some really good stuff in that advent calendar, like there's apparently it's a big blockies thing, but then also it sounds like the last thing in it is like a real toy and not just a blocky.
Well, blockies is a toy.
Yeah, blockies are fun. But yeah, that sounds like fun. And they did their whole Titan. For those not familiar, the Battersea Power Station is an old Art Deco, like actual coal-fired power plant that in recent years has been turned into basically a mall. So it is the building is a really cool design. So it is neat. It has been pointed out by David Willis, that there was a t-shirt of Optimus Prime kind of like looming over the power station and kind of fondling its smokestacks in a way.
That looks a little rude.
And now that it has been established to be like a transformer and not just a building with some smokestacks, it's a little like, oh my.
Actually even weirder.
But it is, you know, it's cool. Simon Furman's been involved. He's doing a little like mini comic tie-in thing for the whole thing. Definitely, if I get a chance to go to the UK again, that sounds like a really fun thing to make a point to visit.
It would be neat, but I'm unlikely to that to ever happen.
And you know,
I mean, what's the British con called? Someday.
TF Nation.
Yeah, maybe someday.
But, I mean, the British fandom has been such a core part of Transformers fandom, even if that seems... Like, they've had definitely, like, an outsized impact on Transformers compared to their actual population of their nation.
Yeah.
So, it's cool that they get this. It is a bit reminiscent of Takara Tomy's, like, regional convoys,
yes.
That they did a little bit back.
If they do more like this, that'd be really neat. I don't know where else they would do it.
But yeah, it's really cool. It seems like a fun event. I'm a little jealous of all the people who got to go to it, because they are fortunate enough to be in the UK. So, other toys, actual toys that we've gotten pictures of the toy of, and not just news of it in concept. Studio Series 86 Soundwave. He looks like Soundwave.
Yeah, disturbingly, like, it clearly isn't just a remold of the last Soundwave toys.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks so much like it, like, in weird ways.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a Soundwave and there's only... so much people do with a Soundwave.
Looks like Soundwave. Comes with Laserbeak and Buzzsaw. And
yes, both. For what? When has that ever happened?
It's pretty good. And what looks
I think only the Masterpiece did that.
And also what looks like a pretty solid attempt at Ravage. Ravage seems to elude designers lately. He's a real tricky one to pin down.
He's not quite as chonky as the last chonker, but he's still sort of chonky.
Yeah. He has shoulders, as has been determined.
Yeah, like, the torso has, like, two bends in it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. It's weird. It seems more poseable for a Ravage.
Yeah. So which is nice. It looks good. It looks good. I mean... I have the Netflix Soundwave, and it's terribly yellowed, so unfortunately, while I would be perfectly happy to be content with that one, it is, chemistry is against me.
Mm.
So maybe. But yeah, he looks like Soundwave. He looks about like you would expect him to look. Maybe a little more toy-oriented than you expect for Studio Series, but... not in a bad way.
No.
There are also pictures of Big Convoy, which Hasbro is very excited they get to call Convoy. I think this may be the first time they've actually gotten to release one and Optimus as Convoy in the U.S.
Maybe.
Lio Convoy was like Lio Prime.
Oh, yeah.
And which is, though it is funny because it, of course, is one of the ones who is not a truck, and therefore the name Convoy does not make any sense. Yeah. He's not a great big convoy. He is a mammoth. That's not the same. I'm sure that the collective noun for mammoths is probably herd and... not convoy. It's not a convoy of mammoths.
Line their convoy like, I guess. Yeah.
But anybody who is in the weeds enough to know who Big Convoy is going to be perfectly happy calling him Convoy and not being bothered that he is not a thing that the word convoy ever has any reference to. However, you will be paying a chunk of money for Big Convoy. We have the official price increases for 2026. I will say that Marvel Legends, the most recent set of pre-orders that went up, which I was paying attention to because it probably would come as no surprise to anyone that I have to have Rachel Summers. She's my... X-Men B-lister who I will die for. Everyone needs to have one. But the Marvel Legends at that level are already $27.99. So it's not a huge surprise deluxes are going up to $27.99, because that does seem to be where Hasbro is situating its formerly $25 / formerly $20 price point.
Yeah, it was sliding up. It's been sliding up like $2 or $3 every few years.
Yeah.
So that one's not a surprise. The Voyagers are...
Yeah. Wait,
the Voyagers are 36 right now?
Something around there.
Question? It's
mid-30s.
But they're going to 42. Or
42.99.
Yeah, that's...
That's not great.
No, it's not great, especially since Voyagers have been getting smaller.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been getting a little smaller.
Yeah, but the Voyagers have been, like, the most noticeable. Some of them are just barely the bigger than a deluxe now.
I think a lot of that is that due to them wanting to focus on scale, they're smaller but more complex more often.
Yes.
So, because they don't want them to just needlessly tower over characters they're not actually supposed to be taller than. Which, you know, back in my day, that was not a thing we worried about.
Back in my day, scale was all random.
But these days they actually care about scale. Which is a point in running the conventions where... I think it was when FunPub took over and they didn't understand that Transformers fandom didn't have any kind of tradition of dioramas. Because
we don't give a shit.
As of 2005, we did not actually have a tradition of having toys that were in scale to each other as characters.
Yeah.
But they were coming from Joe fandom, so they were used to dioramas, and just like, yeah, we don't do that because our toys are all wildly out of scale to each other. And then I feel like we need to make this a regular, like, segment of the show, is the ridiculous licensing corner.
Well, we didn't even mention the leaders are going to be $60.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
We went right by that. Leaders are $60.
That, I feel, is a tipping point.
That's bad. That's real rough.
I will pay that for a giant whale Shockwave. I'm not sure there are many other things that I would pay that for.
I mean, they do only do a few leaders a year, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't buy all of them, but
it's a lot. That's a lot to ask of people. But yeah, we are at the $59.99 for leaders stage. I think we're gonna... It's becoming a regular segment, is having ridiculous licensing corner.
Because it keeps happening.
It won't stop.
It just keeps getting weirder, kind of.
Like, it does.
You think you hit, like... In a way, like, the Monster Hunter crossovers, I think, might be the wackiest. That and Naruto. That's kind of the wackiest stuff, and yet we still get
more fun. Naruto and the Sonic.
Okay, the Sonic... I'm not sure if the Sonic one is weird. It's strange. I've seen it shell form, and I keep being tempted, but maybe if it's really cheap.
Target seems to have ordered a bunch of those, so they're probably going to end up on clearance. For some reason, we're doing a Transformers Evangelion crossover again.
Evangelion, once they did it once, they're going to do it again, because Evangelion is the anime teat of selling toys that never runs dry.
You know, I'm sure I've told this story on a podcast before about how when I was, I believe it was at TFCon 2019, and someone had the previous Optimus Unit 1 mashup for sale, and I brought it up to, like, Aaron Archer had a table, and I brought it up to him, and he told me the story of how he had had to, like, have a talk with Takara about the importance of, like, distinguishing the characters, and you don't want to do something like that where it's not clear what character whoever is supposed to be, and, well, he is not at Hasbro anymore. Takara Tomy's just going buck wild.
Yeah. Although this one is... I think people figure out it's based upon one of the movie Prime designs.
Yeah, which means I'm even less interested in it, which is sad because, I mean, I don't think either of us are going to get it because you don't like Evangelion, and I like Evangelion too much to succumb to this sort of naked consumerism regarding it.
I am tempted by the concept of a purple truck.
Well, you can
get purple trucks. But at the price they're going to be asking, I don't think so.
Go get a Shattered Glass Optimus.
Yeah.
So there are other purple trucks. But yeah, like, I respect Evangelion too much as a work of art to to fall into this sort of nonsense. So, I mean, I guess that's probably one of the less surprising ones because it was one they've done already. Yeah. Probably less surprising than
previous thing.
Monster Hunter, which is, that was... I mean, it sounds like it's a good toy, and, you know. I don't, again, as I've said many times, I don't see why they all need to be Optimus Prime and or Megatron.
Yeah.
But...
Wait, did I get that one? I forget if that one came in the mail already.
The Rathalos?
Yeah, the Rathalos. I think maybe it did, and I just put it somewhere.
It's just in a box. God, we're to that point. We're to that point where we just get stuff. It's like, yep, maybe open it once, put it back in the box for a little bit. I need shelves, is my problem.
That's the thing. I need to reorganize. Well, I need to put some shit away and then reorganize shelves.
Yeah.
So I haven't been opening big things lately, really.
I need to start actually, like, buying bookcases and stuff and mounting wall shelves and properly displaying things.
Yeah, wall shelves one of these days.
So, yeah, that is... And I'm even less interested in it because it looks to be based on a movie Prime design, so...
Yeah.
Meh. Also based on Optimus Prime, they're doing a Nemesis Prime version of that little Hot Wheels transforming one.
Hmm.
So, in case you want to drop another, like, $80 on more Hot Wheels Optimus Prime... curious to see if that one sells out as quickly as the previous one did, so.
Oh yeah, I did get Rathalos. He came with the Vortex I just opened today.
Ah.
I got it like a week ago or so, but yeah, I just didn't open the Rathalos yet. I also didn't open the new Studio Series Megatron yet, which I found in a store.
Oh, good, good.
Which I was surprised by.
I did mention, I've seen that Grimlock that ships with him a couple times. Yeah. I have seen that Grimlock that comes with him a couple times, like at Walmart, so.
Yeah, I think I saw the Grimlock once first on its own, and then I was at Target sometime last week, mm-hmm. or earlier in the week, and I was actually talking to someone about Transformers for once in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, like, what hasn't bought, and I haven't been able to afford, I got a kid now. I was like, yeah. I was looking at the shelves, he's like, oh, hey, look, there's a Megatron there. And I said, there was a Megatron there.
Yoink.
Yes.
So there
I'm
is...
waiting to see him in the wild, and I did.
Well, good. I mean, that can't be counted on these days. Though I've seen, my Target seems to have gotten in a couple cases of Silver Bolts, so that's good.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've seen quite a few of the Silver Bolts.
The larger price points can really be hit or miss.
Actually, yeah, the Megatron was sandwiched between two Silver Bolts on the shelf. Like, I pulled the Silver Bolt out to see what was behind it. There was a Megatron and another Silver Bolt.
It's hiding.
Yeah.
So, Spirit Halloween, as it is September, Spirit Halloween has become firmly entrenched.
What? Oh, I missed this news.
You didn't look at
that. No, I didn't see this one.
Spirit Halloween has become firmly entrenched in all of the closed Toys R Us's and other barren wastelands of shopping centers. So yes, that there's a very laser prime-looking Optimus sword, which
that is wacky. I
gotta say, I like it.
I guess I have to find a Spirit Halloween now, especially for like $17. I'd be tempted to grab
that. It looks
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like translucent blue. And, I mean, it doesn't look like the original Laser Prime sword, but it looks like a lot like what the more recent Laser Prime-inspired Optimus came with. So that's wild. I like that a lot more than the more, like, movie-inspired look. I like that's more of a toy-inspired look. There's some popsicles.
Oh, yeah. I think the popsicle came up last time and that we'd seen a picture of what it looked like on the box. That was bad.
I don't think we had, but maybe. But that...
It came up on some podcast. Maybe it wasn't the last news podcast.
If you haven't seen the popsicle, you owe it to yourself to look up the popsicle because that Autobot symbol is so disappointed in you.
Yeah. The pictures of the actual popsicle don't manage to look as depressed. They're sort of smudgy like most popsicles look, but like the package on the box is just, he's just the saddest little Autobot symbol. He's just done with all of this shit.
He's done with this life. That is great. I mean, it looks like the kind of popsicle that you're most likely to find from an ice cream truck, but I assume since there's a picture of the box, you can actually buy them at, you know, your grocery store.
Oh, yeah, I guess we'll have to start looking. Because the ice cream truck, never seen ice cream trucks.
I want to say that I've heard in my new town that I've heard ice cream trucks. I know my old town had them, but I never, like, stopped because I never have cash on me. Which I guess they probably take, like, Apple Pay now.
Maybe I heard one in Toronto somewhere. Because I sort of remember hearing the jingle at some point.
That sounds like a good place to have them.
And I can't remember anywhere else I would have been that would have had it. Anyway.
And then there are some little blind bag clips for Cyber World, which, you know, you go into that one aisle at Target where they keep all the Pokemon cards, and there are just little bag clips of everything. But most importantly, they have included Skybite.
Yeah.
So they get some Skybite merch. This may be... I don't know, but this may be, like, the first Skybite merch.
Japan probably
They might have had something. I don't know. I mean, I know they had, like, I have a... Around here somewhere, I have a Waspinator magnet from Beast Wars from Japan. So I know they do, like, odds and ends, but I don't know that they did that much, like, character stuff for random Decepticons during car robots.
Yeah, but shark mode, Well, the show used him as a gag a lot. He had to have had something.
It's Skybite! So that is exciting for all the Skybite fans, which is actually a lot of people. Shipping... the last two Aerial Bots are showing up. I am jealous of the people who got Skydive first and are waiting for Fireflight so they can reenact Aerial Assault, where Fireflight is just not showing up and they have to wait for him. Hasbro Pulse seems to have thrown a Fireflight for me, like, into the black hole that is DHL e-commerce. It seems like it might have started moving, but it definitely just sat in their warehouse for a couple days.
I got Vortex, which I opened today, the Rathalos, the Megatron I found.
But yeah, Megatron is showing up in stores. That repackaged Grimlock, the silver version, is showing up in stores for people who missed out on him, you know, a couple years ago. The Alpha Trion is showing up for people, or being shipped for people. Yeah. The other stuff of that wave, I think... I don't know if Micronus has or not.
I think I saw photos of people who had Micronus. Like, I think they're building out, like, some people have, like, half the primes now.
I mean, now is the time when the stores are going to start restocking for the holidays, so we will see how that goes this year.
Yeah, well, if it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got more Blokies, thanks to you, and they're so tiny. I didn't realize
Aren't
they were
they?
This tiny.
That is, both you and our other friend who I sent the rest of the case to both commented that they were even smaller than they had realized.
Yeah, because I got... The previous ones I've gotten were the Transformers 1 ones, which are kind of small, but they're fine. But these guys are itty-bitty.
So yes, my comic shop... I don't know where my local comic shop is acquiring their blockies from.
I haven't
from.
Been to my comic shop in a while.
I should.
I need to go pick up some comics.
I might ask just out of curiosity, but I guess that means that if you have not been going to your local comic shop, that might be a place you might want to check for blockies. If
I don't know if they'd have them at all. Mine. I haven't been to my shop in a while. I might have more comics. Well. Or Transformers.
But yes, they got a, they had cases of the Galaxy version Defender ones, which are like, I mean, they're like Battle Beast size. They're just little, teeny little guys. Just the smallest possible little guys.
Oh my god, they're almost exactly Battle Beast size.
So they are a lot of fun.
And then the vehicles are even tinier.
Yes.
Brawl is so fly-spec and cute.
Yeah, he's definitely... I saw the next wave, and they're definitely doing Bruticus like they did Devastator, so... That'll be fun.
Maybe I'll get them eventually.
Well, we will see...
We'll at least get a blast off.
...what happens with the next case. Because I think there's three of them in the next wave.
Oh.
So if I get a case, we can split again.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're profoundly small, the Galaxy version Defender, yada yada. They don't name them anything that makes sense.
The SD Megatron is way too tiny. He's adorable,
so
but he's just such a fly spec. Wait, is it Rumble or Frenzy?
Rumble.
The blue one.
It's Rumble.
The blue one is like the perfect size for a Rumble.
Yes. So I have tiny Shockwave. He's so little.
Yeah, I would have wanted that, but you claimed it first, since it's your box.
I did, since I was the one arranging, making the arrangements.
But hey, we're getting Shockwave Whale now. That will make up for
yes,
it.
Yes, we're getting Shock Whale.
I hope the mouth needs to be big enough to eat a Mini-Con.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Just swallow it like whales swallow things in stories.
Yes, eat a big... Big leader size, fill him with gimmicks, including eating things.
Yes. So, I think that about covers that. I'm sure there's lots of other odds and ends from Japan showing up in people's hands. But it's the big stuff. If you're going to stores, the Aerobots... I don't know that the Aerobots have shown up in stores, but they should be hitting stores pretty soon.
Mm.
So this week, not a lot. I know I need to catch up on the comics. I haven't kept up with the comics since certain tragic events occurred.
Yeah, am I current? I don't know.
But
I probably missed an issue or two.
We are just going to do a vibe check. So...
Vibe check of the fandom and the toys and everything.
How you feeling about stuff?
Well, the price increase ain't helping.
No, it's... I mean, I...
Expected, but I don't like it.
I guess in a way that kind of helps that I'm always saying, like, oh, I'm trying to cut back. And that It does encourage me to cut back. It does encourage me to think if I really want that character that much. And sometimes the answer is yes, I will pay that much for Aerobots, but there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, might be a deal breaker for.
But it's like, we're doing G1 again, and the studio series has been very good, but we're getting closer to running out of dudes to do. Admittedly, my Combaticons, I want to buy them.
Yes.
But beyond that, and Shock Whale, I think I can cut back a lot, because I got... so many things I've wanted.
I don't know, man. When and if they actually do shift the studio series to start doing more comic-centric stuff, that's going to be the end of me.
Yeah, if we get, like, Nautica and Anode and Aileron.
Yes.
Finally. Like, if they do that, switch to doing IDW stuff.
I want Rum Edge. I want Rummage.
I guess.
I need Junkions. I need more Junkions.
Oh, wait. Wait, which one was Rummage?
She's the lady Junkion. Oh,
yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, I would want Rummage.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless we shift that way, like, I'm going to be trying to cut back on Transformers with the price increase and just run out of the characters I want and keep doing G1 instead of new characters.
Yeah, or yeah, even...
it's going to be easier.
Doing, like, Armada. I guess doing stuff that's already had toys, because for me, I mean, I've been at this for a while. And I see this Armada stuff, and I just remember buying it when I was in my 20s and it not costing this much and also coming with mini cons and having accessories and stuff. Yeah. So,
I mean, I would like a more articulated Demolisher, but aside from that,
I mean, I'm sure that is, I mean, it's the target for that is really going to be the younger fans. And I don't mean like kids. Yeah. I mean, people who are like Armada was the series they grew up with.
Yeah, 10 to 15 years younger than us.
So, I mean, that's good for them, you know, complaining that this stuff is getting made. It's just not stuff that, you know, it's stuff that I'm like, okay, I'll save my money.
Yeah.
But, Kat, what are you doing?
Well, also vibe check of fiction.
Breezy, like, why?
Yeah. Transformers 1 was great, but we're not getting Transformers 2.
I need to catch up with Cyberworld.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first two episodes, didn't really care. Then I saw the episode where they go to the city and meet Mirage and Skybite, and Mirage looks more like Starscream, and that episode was interesting. But I just haven't been watching the rest of them.
It's kind of like, it's a little forgettable, I think, is the thing.
Well, they're very short, very bite-sized, fast-moving episodes, and the way they package them online, sticking two of them together is weird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it doesn't help that YouTube is, as a format, is kind of counter to how I consume media. So it's really not, like, I am not its audience. Having the short episodes and just having, like, they did some episode that was like a recap, but there were only like 20 minutes worth of material out there already anyway. It's like, why?
Yeah, that's
what unsupervised toddler are you doing this for?
Yeah, no.
So yeah, it's, I need to catch up with it, because I guess the good thing about that is you can catch up on it pretty easy.
Yeah, it's not bad, it's just odd.
Oh no.
Different.
A good odd, or like...
Well, no, it's just, like, the format and the length. It's just, it's different consuming than a full-length episode, or even our half-length Robots of Academy episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, Robots Academy.
The first two episodes were, like, firmly okay. So it's one of those things, you know, I just need to remind myself. I need to set a reminder on my phone that says, hey, catch up with Cyberworld on your lunch break. At least it'll be more reliable than some of the Gundam stuff I've been watching, as far as not having nudity that I have to hide while I'm sitting there at work on my lunch break watching stuff on my phone. So that's always nice. That's always a nice bonus to not have that, like, jump scare of cutting to some female character coming out of the shower. So it's, you know, I just gotta remember to do it, because it's not, like, getting its hooks into me well enough at this point to remember on my own. Also, because I'm doing a second watch through of Micronauts, because it's good. And
yay.
I like it a lot. I am interested. Go ahead.
Just general Transformers feels is like, some good stuff, some bad stuff, waning.
I am cautious. I mean, I'm always cautiously optimistic about any new stuff. I'm cautiously optimistic about Robert Kirkman taking over the main book.
Yes, especially since he enjoys weirder corners and wants to involve more weird things like Slizardo and weird shit. Or, oh, what's the... Not Slizardo. What's the one he's been using?
The Skuxoid.
Skuxoid, that's it. The pig guy.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I'm not, like, traditionally a big fan of his stuff, but I do like the stuff that he likes in this Transformers stuff.
Yeah.
And it does feel like he's not leaning as much into, like, being cruel for the sake of cruelty as Daniel Warren Johnson has been.
Hopefully not. Hopefully he's gotten that out of his system in all the Walking Dead stuff and Invincible and other comics he's written.
You can have range. It's fine to have range. Yeah. The vibe I get with what I read when he's talking about working on Transformers and Void Rivals is that it's almost like he does not want to bring the sort of thing that he's known for to Transformers. Like, he wants it to be something that's not, like, fun and innocent in a way that implies for kids, but in a way that is, like, it doesn't feel like you're... Like, I feel like he wants to be nice to the characters, you know?
Yeah, like he doesn't want to fall into ruts he's fallen into before and become a cliche.
Yeah, and that may just be because he is attached to these characters, and maybe he wants to hurt them less than he wants to hurt his own characters, which, you know, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic to see what he's bringing to it, because I have really enjoyed the stuff that he's brought into Void Rivals. I am a big season 3 apologist.
Fun space stuff.
Yeah, and the fun space stuff in season 2. Like, my favorite Transformers stuff is when it's sort of trying to be junior science fiction. So I'm looking forward to that, but I do need to actually dig out the last 3 issues and actually read them. But, you know, it's also, I guess, the thing about Transformers is that when there's a lull, there's always stuff you can go back and catch up on.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I mean, when I go back and reread things.
I need to do an IDW reread one of these days.
When I first got back into Transformers as a quote-unquote adult at 14... It was, you know, G2, and it was the biggest possible lull that Transformers has ever had. But I was going back and reading and finding the comics. Because even then, when there was nothing going on with the franchise except, you know, apparently a toy line that was tanking so bad that it was a lesson to be learned in the toy industry... But there was still stuff to go back and find and get into and catch up on that I had missed the first time. So likewise, like, even when there's a lull like there is now, I haven't actually sat down and properly watched through all of Master Force, so I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the reprint collections, we've got an actual proper collection, I think 2 of them coming out of the UK stuff, the UK comics, and that's got stuff that I only know about through hearsay. So that's, you know, there's always stuff to catch up on. So even when the fiction itself is having kind of a lull, you could go catch up on BotBots if you haven't watched BotBots, because BotBots is great. You could catch up on Micronauts, which is definitely Transformers adjacent. It's just I have theories and they're not unreasonable theories. Like, there's stuff out there, so, you know, there's other stuff that you can go. It's never like you're never out of stuff, you're never out of Transformers stuff that you could be getting into, and that's a lot of what keeps people in the fandom for so long. is that even when the new stuff is maybe not to your taste, there's something you can go back and catch up on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, and you know, I'm sitting here at my desk with like a ridiculous clutter of individual toys and figures around, and there's already just, there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's, if I need to take a break from collecting new stuff and just pick out a very few things out of a year, or if there's only a very few things out of a year that catches my attention, there's still stuff that I have in packing boxes that have been packed up through a couple moves that I just need to get some bookcases and pull that stuff out and display it. So yeah, it's a quiet time. It's maybe not, I mean, it's certainly been worse. Things have been better, things have been worse. It's pretty dull on the cartoon front, but the comic front is, yeah, is pretty chugging along pretty well.
Yeah, and I expect we'll get another cartoon again at some point in the nearish future.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, we will see. There's still that talk about Skybound doing something,
yeah,
with the Transformers and Joe and animation, so we'll see how that plays out. So yeah, it's feeling pretty good. It's a slower time, but not to the point where it feels like things are dire.
No, it's just that it feels like a time to sit back and buy less toys.
Appreciate the toys you have, unpack some stuff that you put away 10 years ago and haven't looked at since. Right. And okay, you know,
go see how many G1 toys have yellowed more.
Maybe set a nice little goal of a combiner team.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that is about it for now. Until we've got more to talk about either later this month or early next month.
Probably October.
We will see. Everything is crazy and busy all the time. And as I've said, I'm already recording this after work. So we're squeezing it in where we can. But
yeah.
Until next time, you can find us with our other podcasts over on iaconunderground.net. I have recreated our YouTube channel after getting it absolutely destroyed from orbit by Hasbro. Like, I cannot understate how destroyed my YouTube account got. Not just the channel, but, like, my Google account that was tied to those channels is no longer allowed on YouTube, basically. So I have to use YouTube, oof, with a different account. It's bad. It's, oof, real bad. But they are now up again on the Iacon Underground YouTube channel. Of course, just audio. We're not doing any video with these. But, you know, it is a way to listen to this stuff if you are at the tubes, if you are accessing the tubes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we are both on both Blue Sky and Mastodon. We have an account set up for the podcasts at Iacon Underground and at Iacon Underground at retro.pizza on Mastodon. I am Trickster with an X on both at retro.pizza on Mastodon. And you are Strange4, all spelled out.
Yeah. O-U-R.
Yes.
Yeah.
On both Blue Sky and at retro.pizza on Mastodon.
Mm.
And then we have a Patreon. We are going to be doing Thunderbolts. You still have not seen Thunderbolts, correct?
No, I have not.
You will see that before we record this. Are we doing that this weekend? I think we're doing that this weekend.
Hopefully we're doing it. We need to do it soon.
I'm taking a 3-day weekend, but one of those days is going to be spent fucking off into the mountains.
Yeah. We should ask Rob if he's up for it.
Get that worked out. But that is at patreon.com/iaconunderground. We are going to go ahead and call it a night. So hopefully the next time I record, I will have all my boys here.
Yay.
I've just got like the frame of Superion sitting on my desk waiting to be filled out. But also,
I should
I value them all as individuals.
I should have a Venom and there's something else that was in that order. I forget what. I think one of the Constructicons.
Venom is, or Venin. He's pretty. He looks real pretty.
Yes. Yes, I have the largest cicada ever.
Yes! I don't know, I think I might have found the largest cicada ever in my backyard the other day.
How big do cicadas get? Holy fuck, they get huge.
Yeah, they get big. Anyway.
8 inches long. Oh, 8-inch wingspan.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I don't think they... I mean, maybe in the tropics. Anyway, that is it for this time. Good night.
Good night.